You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gon' talk about it. No Deanna, speak that that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your gracious host, Xavier Miller, and today I got another amazing episode for y'all. So anybody, this is a very special episode because I know in firsthand in real time, this episode will help a lot of people with businesses to get capital so they could grow their business and scale their business. So without further ado, I have Jake Lerner. He is an exec at Revenue, a company that does exactly what I'm speaking on. So I'm extremely excited to have him on the show. So welcome to the show, Jake. We glad you're here.
Awesome. Xavier, thanks for having me, man. Looking to answer any questions that your followers may have. And let's get this thing started, man.
Let's do it. So for a quick background on yourself, just for the listeners who may not heard of the company or just may be their first time hearing of you, do you mind just giving a brief background on yourself, just let the people know like where you came from, how you got into this position you're in, all that stuff?
Yep. So from Philadelphia, right outside of Philadelphia, grew up playing basketball, ended up playing in college, had no idea what I wanted to do, thought I wanted to be a sports agent. And then once you graduate college, I played college basketball at Drexel.
Okay.
What position? What position? Point guard.
Okay.
Point guard. I'm only 6'1", so.
Okay. You know, okay.
But yeah, man, so I had, you know, I thought I wanted to be an agent. I had one of the best agents in the world who I'm not going to name. I asked him for one piece of advice. He said, don't do it.
Become an agent?
He ended up telling me, listen, you know, go a different route. I pursued it anyway. Graduated college, actually started looking, found a job that was, you know, making like $26,000, I think, out of Atlanta. So I was going to ship my life down there, knowing nobody, making, you know, no real money. And ended up deciding to pivot, getting into sales, and ended up stumbling across small business lending. And that's where I'm at today.
Mm.
Wow,
that's pretty amazing, man. It seems like a lot of athletes, when they go from that journey of wanting to be the athlete to like, man, I think I'm gonna do the agent. I know it being an agent is a very difficult job.
Yeah, I think once you kind of look at the underbelly of the industry and you see, you know, listen, you got to start out. I don't know if you ever saw the show Entourage, but you're starting out as like Lloyd from Entourage, an assistant for 5-6 years. You know, all the relationships you cultivated over your college, you know, AAU days, all of those people are already either in the NBA or signed or elsewhere. So, you know, you're kind of getting that putting the work in, making no real money, and then you're coming out with the relationships and you don't have access to them. So it's definitely a tough industry to crack for sure. But again, you know, when I look at that industry, I just see, you know, you're selling yourself. And so, you know, for me, I'm good at sales. You know, I could sell any product. So that's kind of the mindset I had. And that's, you know, my first job out of college was cold calling small businesses, trying to sell them business loans. And, you know, that's kind of the story for me. I ended up leaving that company, started my own brokerage, was making good money at the time, but you know, I was young, I was stupid. I was spending money, partying, traveling, not really dumping money back into the business. And that's when marketing became a problem. So I met with our CEO over here at Revenued. He had a great vision. I loved the vision. I wanted to be a part of a team again, you know, backing into, you know, whether it's sports or military, you know, there's something to be said about being, you know, a part of a team and growing something big. So that was what I came on board with Revenued to do.
That's huge, man. And right before we get into Revenued, for the listeners, on showing them what it is, you mentioned sales. Is that something that you was just naturally good at, or was it taught to you?
No, I think so. It's tough, you know, for me, you know, that's natural. Like, I'm a good talker. I like to talk. I have confidence. I think those are the big intangibles when it comes to sales. But, you know, again, and work ethic as well, I think that's a huge component of it. But yeah, it's, you know, I think you learn to refine your sales skills over time. You know what I mean? As far as like, you learn what works, what doesn't work, you know, how to stay focused and continue to move.
Okay. And getting into Revenued. So for the people, everybody that they hearing us speak of the company, like, what is the company for someone? This may be their first time ever hearing of this.
Yep. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to change the game for business financing, right? So we have what we call two different products. It's the same product, the same line. We have a Visa business card, Revenued Visa business card, and we have a Flex line, which functions, you know, very similar to a line of credit, but it's actually an acquisition of future receivables, hence the name Revenued. So we're looking at your future sales as opposed to, you know, whether your personal FICO score or something along those lines that a traditional bank might look for, and we're making our decision that way.
Right.
So it's basically access to capital regardless of, you know, what your credit score is personally, or you know, as long as you're keeping good cash flow, we're a good solution for you.
And so what is the criteria for, does a business have to be in business for a set amount of years to have a set amount of income? Like, how does that work?
Sure. Yeah. So for us, we're less fixated on what traditional banks are, which, you know, they want to see 3 years of tax returns. They want to see profitable tax returns, mind you. You know, they want to see a business that's got 5 years in business. They also want to see that you have assets, right? So, you know, if you're a small business owner, especially like, you know, I have a son now, I'm looking at it and going, do I really want to tie my personal house wrapped up in the business? You know, as much as business matters is, you know, you can always start over again, but if you lose your house, if you lose other assets that tied, you know, as collateral, it's tough living. So we're an unsecured line. So that means that assets are not tied to your personal. And basically the criteria is, as long as you're doing about 15 to 20,000 a month in sales and you keep good cash flow, that's really what we're fixated on, right? So we don't care. The good thing about us, you know, and one of the things, I think it's like 90% of small business owners have below a 700 FICO score, right?
Really?
So, you know, they're already nixed from the bank right off the bat, right? Traditional financing, especially in today's climate, you know, they're not getting traditional financing. So for us, you know, to not really care about the FICO and to kind of parse out, you know, what you're doing personally, what you mistakes you've made personally, we're not tying that to the business. If the business has, you know, real revenue and is a real operating business, you know, we'll find a way to get capital to you.
No, that's really amazing and interesting, because we're in very interesting times. Like, we're in the economy is very uncertain for a lot of people, and they say the number one issue that business owners have is finding capital to keep the business going. That's why businesses stop; they run out of money. So something like this, it's amazing, because it can, like I said, it can help people immediately. So, like, I want to talk about more like the process. So for somebody that listens to this episode, they may watch this and they're like, whoa, this is, I meet that criteria. I think I'm interested in taking the next steps. What would that look like firsthand for them?
Yep. So if you go to the website, revenue.com, click to apply now, all you need to do is enter your personal information, your business information, and then you'll connect your bank account via Plaid. So if you ever, you know, gambled on a sports website like FanDuel or DraftKings, yeah, or any of the things, you've hooked up your thing with, you hooked up your bank account with Plaid.
Yep.
All that's doing is just sending us a transaction report so we can see real time what your cash flow looks like, you know, what kind of revenue you have coming in, and most importantly, what ledgers you keep, like the average balances, right? Because, you know, part of it being unsecured and not worrying about your personal credit is we're pretty tied to making sure that you run a good business, right? You can't have bad credit and run a poor business.
Yeah, poor
business.
That's
not gonna work. You know, then no one's gonna finance you.
No.
So we're trying to change the game. We're trying to make business capital, you know, available for all, but you gotta do your part.
Is there a cap on the capital that the company gives? Like,
as far as like dollar amount?
Yeah, dollar amount.
So currently we go up to $350,000.
Okay.
You know, at the end of, you know, Q2, we're looking to bump that up to $1 million. So it's really viable for, you know, any industry. And one of the good things about, you know, small business financing is there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of different industries, and you know, we're willing to finance all of them.
Now this is like I mentioned earlier, like this is the first time I've ever heard of a company with this model. So that's why it's so intriguing to me. And I know it's going to be beneficial to a lot of businesses. And I want to talk about the interest part more, because this is like really interesting to me. Like, break down like how like it's not a set amount of interest that the borrower will have to pay back, how it's based on the money that the company will make.
Yeah, great question. So that's part of the model that we're looking to change the game on, is not work off of interest and accruing capital. So essentially, you know, what we're doing is, because we're buying your future sales, right? That's the underlying transaction. Mm. We're looking to give you, let's just say, $100,000 at a discounted rate of $75,000, meaning we're going to advance you $75,000 to pay back $100,000 over, let's say, a 12-month term, right? So every transaction that you do with us is agreeing to that term and that payback amount, right? Meaning if you draw $1,000 to cover payroll or something like that, you're paying back, you know, $1,250. Here's the benefit though, and there's no doubt that this capital is expensive if you extend it out that time, right? Where it comes into play, where it's majorly beneficial, is that if you're looking for short-term financing, right? So if you're looking like, hey, look, I got product, I could flip it and I'm getting paid 30 days later, like a construction industry, you know, let's say they do a job, they get paid on net 30, right? They can pay off that capital at about 1-2% cost of capital. So that $10,000 they're borrowing to do the job, they're paying back $10,100. So really $100 to get the capital to front yourself, or, you know, you can use the card to swipe at Home Depot, get all the materials, and draw to cover payroll and whatever you need in that 30-day gap. So it's really about that revolver. The beauty of it is you're not paying any fees, right? So there's no origination fees like you would with a bank. There's no draw fees like you would with a lot of the other fintech line of credits. So,
right,
you know, if you really have these short-term revolving needs, what ends up happening is, you know, you pay, let's say you set up with Amex and you pay an origination fee of call it 2% on that 100,000. You're already locked into spending $2,000 just to set it up, right? Then you go to draw, there's a draw fee, you pay another 2%. Then you keep it out for a month, you're locked into that APR. So you end up paying about 8-9% cost of capital when all,
yeah,
things are said, right? With this, you know, you just have that flat 10,000 to pay back 10,100, you know, and that's a major benefit. That's how you keep the cost low. You take the line, you're not tied to it, you're not paying anything up front. So if you never use it, you never end up paying for it.
Mm. Yeah, this, like I keep mentioning, this is like groundbreaking, because I talk to entrepreneurs all day, every day. And
yep,
the number one problem is, I need more money. Business isn't cheap. I know business is glamorized for a lot of people in the era we're in, but it ain't cheap. It's going to cost you money.
Listen, it's especially right now, we're in tough times, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in tough times where banks are pulling back because, you know, everything that happened with Silicon Valley Bank, Traditional financing is looking for depositors versus people to lend money. They're looking to bring in capital as opposed to extend it out to small businesses. And that leaves the bedrock of this country, looking for, different sources of financing. So that's kind of what we do, is try to find a way to get capital into those hands. And one of the sayings I always say is, use someone else's money to make money. Mm. Meaning, if you have margins, right? Like if you know your business and you know you have 25% margins on a product and it's gonna cost you 2% cost of capital with revenue or any other, line, that makes sense. You should do that, right? You shouldn't put your own capital to work, put someone else's money to work to make more money off of it. Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by Revenue. Whether you need to invest in marketing, cover payroll, or purchase new equipment, Revenue provides up to $250,000 in working capital to small business owners when they need it the most. With a fast and simple online application process based on your business revenue and not your personal credit, you can have a funded decision in as little as 1 hour. Once approved, access to funds on demand and pay for only what you use. Join over 10,000 businesses that use Revenue Flex Line to grow their business. Go to myrevenue.com and apply today. That's myrevenuewithad.com and apply today.
It's tax season. Are you a small business owner feeling overwhelmed by tax season? Are you looking for a tax firm to strategically partner with as your income and or small business grows? Look no further. Magnolia Tax Services is here to ease your burden and accelerate your financial success. I'm Eugene Marshall, the proud CEO of Magnolia Tax Services. I am federally authorized to represent taxpayers before the IRS. With several years of tax experience preparing taxes for individuals and small businesses, our firm's mission is to help small business owners with their tax and accounting needs. Magnolia Tax Services specializes in tax preparation, tax planning, tax representation, and bookkeeping services. We focus on making the tax process simple for small business owners just like you. Book a free consultation with us today by visiting MagnoliaTaxServices.com or by calling 414-285-2446. That's 414-285-2446.
Absolutely, because that's just for the listeners that don't know, that's just how business works. It's rare that you meet somebody that starts a business with a boatload of his own capital, and like that's super rare. In most cases, it's going to be they raised it from somewhere else.
Absolutely, and if you look at the big companies, they're not using cash. They're using the bank's cash to grow, whether it's covering payroll for themselves, covering marketing expenses.
Even the big companies,
somebody else's money.
Break that down, because I think that's so mind blowing to like the average listener when they hear that these huge companies that might be making billions or trillions, they're making this money and they're still not using their own capital.
Yeah, I mean, look, because when you're running a business, right, and especially off of thin margins, you don't have that. $100 million sitting in the bank account to buy a business. So let's say, Amazon might not be a good example because they have great cash flow, but, I'm just going to use them anyway. Let's say they want to buy a company, right? And they're buying them for $100 million. They're not going to hand them $100 million worth of cash. They're going to basically, put down $2 to $5 million, or let's say they're putting down $15 million in cash and they're going to a bank and saying, look, I want to buy this. Here's what the margins look like. Here's the deal at hand. This is a moneymaker for us. And the bank, because they have great assets, they run a great company, they'll extend them the capital to go buy this company, and then they'll pay that back over time, right? That's a traditional loan.
Traditional.
So they're never, and they're looking at it going, if I'm making 6% margins on $100 million, and I only had to put up 10, now I'm 10xing that. I'm making 60% margins on my original 10 million. That's how you lever up. I mean, you're an expert at the real estate game, so I know you know that.
Yeah, you're gonna take that deal every time.
100%.
What are like some of the other trends you're seeing and noticing in business within the financial space?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, for business owners, especially small business, inflation is crushing. You got rising costs, margins are being compressed. It's tougher to, something that pre-COVID, you were making work off of 10% margins, those margins might be gone, right? With trucking, as, gas prices rise, it's tough sledding out there. So, You know, and the other thing is it's really tough to find good employees, right? And trustworthy, reliable employees. So I think one of the biggest things for small business owners is you got to be able to trust your team and, you know, and know what you're building and actually be an expert on the business, because, you know, just like that, margins can be compressed like they have over the last couple of years. And something that made a ton of sense or made a ton of money might not be that case. So you have to be able to, you know, be nimble and know where to go. And especially, you know, you got to be able to finance your slow periods and yeah, but we're definitely seeing, you know, tougher times than it's ever been, I think.
Is there like, I just thought of this random question. Is there like a specific strategy that you've ever seen or noticed or something that you've experienced yourself that something that, cause I feel like a lot of times as business owners, in the times of a good economy, you think it'll always be that way. So that money may be coming in very quickly and you may be just spending like recklessly or doing whatever the case may be. And then when the downtimes come, you like kind of panic because you're like, I don't have the... So is there like a strategy that you've seen or used before where it's like when times are good, do this. So when times go bad, we still like can just go smooth sailing?
Yeah, I think planning for bad times always is important, right? You know, when times are good, you know, the economy, there's you know, hundreds of years of track record of things going up and it comes back down. So you got to be prepared for those times where, you know, they aren't so good like they are now. But one thing I would say is, especially when times are good, is you got to put the cash away, right? Either reinvest it back into the company so that you're, you know, growing a multiple and the slow times don't affect you so much. Or, you know, you got to find a way to keep the cash at hand as a reserve so that, you know, if you have to use it yourself, or you can go out and get cash, you know, get financing. Like, for example, for us, you know, because we care about cash flow, we want to see somebody that's putting money away, that's saving it or putting it to use versus, you know, running thin and having negative days in the bank account or, you know, not covering payroll or something like that. That's a bad sign. So I think when the times are good, you got to make sure you're preparing yourself for the bad times.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Set up the financing lines, you know, have a savings account for the business or reinvest it into assets that you could liquidate. Like, those are the things that I think are really important.
Mm. Can you share a few stories, if you mind, with, companies or brands that have worked with you and where that you guys have helped them out to whatever issue they have with their company?
Yeah, so a great one. You know, I'm not going to name any names on the names right like that, but, you know, a big government contracted construction company, they do these concrete pours. Now, I'm not a construction expert. I don't really know it. But basically, the guy explained to me that they have about, you know, a job.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Where they do these concrete pours, make about 9% margins, right? So, you know, it's going to cost him $300,000. He's going to have that once the government approves the transaction, so to speak, he gets paid a week later. So he basically has a bridge of 7 days where he needs to have our capital outstanding. In that case, you know, it costs him 1 cent on the dollar. So essentially his 9% margin job became 8%. Now, if you're a business owner, you might say that, you know, that's not great, but here's the thing. If he would have put his own money to work, which he was doing prior, he would have then locked down his own capital, his personal money.
Yeah.
And if something went wrong with that job, he wouldn't have been able to get it out. You know, now he's questioning putting food on the table,
yeah, right?
Which is something that no small business owner, nobody wants to do when they have a family. So I think it's really important, you know, to kind of look at the numbers game and go, okay, look, you know, this is a math equation, but it's also a level of comfort. Like if I go that week and the job's not done correctly, I don't get paid, I stretch it out another week, what's that cost?
What's that?
You know, an additional percent. Okay, that's not my family's food. So I think that's a huge, huge piece of it. And that's an example where it's like, okay, let's use revenue's money. I could be, you know, have that relief of not putting my own personal capital on the table. And yeah.
No, I like that answer. With that being said, what are good indications that it may be time for you to go out here and look for investors or look for capital to pour into your business?
So I think you got to master your business, right? You got to know the margins. You got to know everything about your business because nobody else is going to do that for you, right? So you have to become a master of the numbers and a master of, you know, how to actually operate the business. At that point, I think it's all about opportunity, right? So you talk about, you know, restaurants. Let's just use Florida, for example. Let's say you have an opportunity to build a deck, right? And that deck's going to bring you an extra 8 tables. And now you're instead of doing, you know, 100,000 a month in sales, you're doing 160,000. All right, that's an opportunity where you have a project to grow the business.
Right.
And, you know, that makes sense to go out and get capital, right? The other side, I think it's opportunistic, but one of the beauties about, you know, my product, and again, I don't want to, you know, oversell what we're doing here, but like, you know, we have this as a rainy day fund, right? So you kind of set it up, and in the good times, you kind of, you know, prepare for it, and you set up this revenue line. When an opportunity comes up, then you can use the capital. Otherwise, if you take capital and you're just waiting for the opportunity, you're paying a cost of capital for that, right? If you get an SBA loan, you know, and you borrow it and you're just waiting for the opportunity to close it, you're paying for that the day you take it out. So, you know, with something like our product, you don't have to actually utilize it or pay any type of cost until that opportunity comes. And it's going to come, you know what I mean? There's, you know, countless opportunities where you can use our capital to better the business.
What's up, guys? We're taking a quick break from today's episode to discuss a super dope company called Connect Team. If you caught last week's episode, then you should have heard us mention them before and all the dope things they offer for a business owner. If not, then don't worry, I got you covered. Connect Team is a mobile-first employee management app designed to help businesses with non-desk teams to manage their entire business operations in one click, communicate, engage, retain, and train employees all in one place for a very affordable price. One of the best features of Connect Team has to offer is the scheduling feature. It keeps track of the employees' times and shift, and we all know that's not an easy task at all. With Connect Team, you can schedule everyone's shifts from this one app while having everyone's availability and time requests right at the palm of your hands. With just one click, you can publish and distribute the scheduling. You don't have to call employees or make sure everyone is aware of. You know they got it and have all the information they need. Then on the employee side, they'll be immediately notified for their shifts and how can they accept or reject the shift, swap shifts. So it's the best of both worlds. So if this sounds like something you need and could be a benefit to your business, then head over to the link in the show notes to get started today. And now we're going to get right back into the episode.
Look, hold on. I know you probably enjoying this episode. Honestly, I don't even know what y'all talking about here, but I know what me and my guys about to tell you. You are guaranteed to get rich with this information as long as you execute on this stuff. So look, we're going to show you how to get $100,000 in business funding, but more specifically, put that funding into real estate so you can buy properties to fix and flip, or you can go buy properties so you can fix up and rent out and get monthly cash flow. Look, we're having a 100% free masterclass, no gags, no gimmicks, where we're going to show you specifically how to do those steps and those things in 3 simple steps. All you have to do is go to fundyourfreedommasterclass.com. Everything is free. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Let's get it.
I want to ask this because this I feel like this is a very crucial part through the crucial part of the process, because you go out here, you people, we want loans, and then you might get approved for the loan. Then that next step, if you don't know, is underwriting. And underwriting, depending on your situation, it could be a brutal point for some people. So yeah. what are some good tips you can give the listeners about what they're looking for during the underwriting process, and how can they have everything in order to make sure underwriting is a simple, smooth process for them?
Yeah. So for traditional lines or small business, you know, an SBA loan, they're typically looking, like I said, for 3 years of tax returns, profit.
Yep.
They're looking for, you know, time in business, at least 3 to 4 years. So, you know, when you get into the prime of small business lending, that's kind of what they're looking for. And you have to have above 720 FICO score, right? So that's for the traditional stuff. Then when you come down to where we're playing at, it's really about managing your finances, right? So it's about keeping good cash flow, making sure, you know, that you're not going negative, or you're bouncing payroll, or you're bouncing, you know, invoices from clients. That's the last thing people want to see, is that you don't know how to operate a business. So I think it's very, what we do is, when we see the bank account, it's black or white, right? Like, men lie, women lie.
Numbers don't.
Right. So for us, we're seeing, you know, cash flow is good. Okay. Even though he's got 580 credit score, you know, and he might have, you know, defaulted on a student loan or something personally, we're not going to hold him liable for that. Right. We want to know that, you know, we're buying future sales of the business, that this business is going to stay in business. And how do you show that? With the numbers. So, you know, I think that's the most important thing. And I would say, you know, most of your listeners, I don't know if it's a side hustle or not, but I would have a business bank account, right? Most people won't finance or fund a personal account, right? And that's because there's different things that go in line with a consumer bank account versus a business bank account. And so that's important as well. And then again, like I said, just keeping good cash flow and good ledgers, like, don't have, you know, a ton of negative days, make sure you're paying your bills. And yeah.
How does, as far as addresses look, does home address make it look like a nick? Like,
So, I mean, honestly, yeah, for a lot of other, industries, for a lot of other financing companies, but for us, you know, like I said, we care about the numbers. You know, we want to see what actually, like, you know, we want to see that you have a real business. Just because you operate your house, I'm not dinging you for that. But I can tell you that, you know, the traditional banks will, that's for sure.
They absolutely will. And it's so funny, because I just bought a home recently. So I went through, you know, buying a house. I had to go through the underwriting process and all that. And I'm like, man, they looking at every single dime that's going out the account, in the account. So it's very, I know firsthand, it's very important when you're going through this process to have your T's crossed and your I's dotted, because
100%.
Especially traditionally, they're not playing. They looking over everything.
Oh yeah, and a lot of that is because they want to tie, you know, what you're doing, especially from a business, but in your case, a mortgage, they want to tie that house to know that you have the finances
to pay for it,
to cover it, and to cover everything. And they want to know, like, they're working off of a system, and it's an old system, you know what I mean? It's you know, it's good and it works, you know, but there's other ways to finance for sure.
And this is a random thing I also learned during the process, is because I've always hearing entrepreneurs talking about writing things off for taxes, and like, we writing this off, you can write everything off so you don't have to pay that much in taxes. But I think a lot of people don't realize, when you do that on paper, it looks like you don't make any money.
100%.
And I you know, when broke. I went through the underwriting process a few years ago, I wrote a bunch of things off, and then the next year I didn't. So the underwriters, they're like, they like explain this spike, like, what? And now I'm like, dang, why did I do that? So it's like it was a learning process for me, even, to be like, no, I can't. That, it sounds cool, it sounds good, but when you go into people for capital, that's kind of off-putting a lot of times. Yeah.
Look, people want to see, no matter what, whether it's personal lending, business lending, they want to see that you're making money. No one wants to invest in a loser, so to speak. You know what I mean? So I think when you get to a certain point where you have all these businesses or other assets that you could collateralize, like when you see someone like Trump who's paying no tax, right? You know, that, like, that sounds great, and you might want to do that, but you don't realize that he's got, you know, 99% leverage with Deutsche Bank. You know, and he doesn't really need to, like, they're seeing it as a benefit versus you, you know, they're looking at like, is this guy going to make his mortgage payment? You know what I mean? Is this guy like, does this business function in 6 months? You know, if there's a slowdown or something like that. So yeah, it's a big difference looking at the top to now.
Absolutely.
To down here.
Do you see, with this business model, do you see a change in the industry where more companies taking on this approach?
You, from our side or yeah. from the business side?
No, like from what you guys are doing at Revenue.
So look, we're changing the game in a couple ways, right? I think we're trying to go direct to consumer, whereas a lot of, you know, financing companies have brokers that bring them in, so you don't actually speak to the business owner, right? So for us, you know, we're trying to just develop that direct to consumer relationship where we're really, you know, guiding them. My agents are sitting there talking to them about their margins, about their industries, talking about, look, this is an opportunity for it. And also, you know, I teach my guys a consultative approach. If it doesn't make sense for them, do not push it on them. You know what I mean? If their margins, if they're in the trucking industry and it's 6 to 8% margins, and this guy thinks he's going to have the capital out for 12 months, he's losing money. Eventually, right. He's going to go out of business, right? But if he's doing it where he's dropping off and he's distributing and he gets paid in a week and he's paying 1%, okay, 6 to 5, that works. You know what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, I think we're changing the game. The other thing is that the ability to have dynamic pricing, and right, so we're constantly underwriting because we have access to the transactions, the bank account. We're seeing, you know, when you are going through a good period, right, and you've shown that you used our capital or other capital to increase your sales, we're going to grow with you. We're going to increase the line without you even asking. So the ability to constantly underwrite and constantly, you know, be there for, you know, the small business owners, it's crucial to us. So yeah, I think the merchant cash advance space has been around for a while, you know, but it hasn't been morphed into a product that actually is, you know, that was more suitable, in my opinion, towards investors. And this is, you know, this product, I wanted to build it and wanted to put something to use that actually they can use our capital to benefit from it, right? I don't, you know, the investors will make their money, but, you know, we want to see that businesses are really, you know, growing with it. And, yeah. And that's kind of the thing we did. We actually, in 2020, we partnered with Cross River Bank and ended up doing 175,000 PPP loans for small businesses that didn't have access to the payment protection program through their traditional banks.
Really?
So, you know, that was kind of like our coming out of the closet moment where we, you know, came out and we were really helping you know, small businesses.
Because you're right, man. At the end of the day, capital, that's the blood flow of a business. No capital flowing, the business is dead. It's yep. life support. If it ain't dead yet, it's going to in a short amount of time. So this is like very, very, very important. And I know many of the listeners is going to be definitely intrigued by this conversation because this is something that can help people, especially when if they meet the criteria, this can help them get that ball rolling. So for the listeners that may take the step forward and reach out to you guys, how soon will it be from them applying to them actually getting the funding for their business? Like, how long is that process?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, part of our pride is that we operate extremely fast. We have a ton of automation built out for the technology standpoint of our company. So by the time you apply, you should probably hear an answer for, you know, in 2 to 4 hours.
Really?
If you're looking at traditional financing, especially small business, you know, at the SBA, you're looking at the earliest of 30 to 45 days, realistically 60 to 90 before you hear back. So for us, that's a huge competitive advantage because, you know, let's say you have a pizza shop and your pizza oven breaks, right? What are you doing? You can't operate. So you need the capital to go pay somebody to come fix it. You know, an SBA loan is not going to work. So, you know, the ability to get capital within, call it, you know, you'll get an offer in 4 hours. You'll probably be set up on our portal within a day or two latest. You're looking at being able to access that capital immediately. So that's a huge value add. And then again, you know, when you go to draw it in the business bank or you go down to the Revenue portal and you draw to your business bank account, you're getting it next day. So, you know, whether it's, you know, you set up the line and then you don't have a need for it. And again, you know, we're not going to push you to use it, but in 6 months, you know, something comes up, you got access to capital right off the bat, right? In an hour. So that's a huge advantage.
Especially with you guys not checking like FICOs and all that stuff. That's a tremendous effect. Because I know that's one thing that a lot of people, they worry about, especially when they don't have the best score.
100%. It's like, oh, man. And most business owners don't, because they've used their personal finances. It's been a grind. They've stretched their personal credit cards just to get the capital to flow into the business, to get it off the ground, right? So, you know, like, we understand that. We understand that, you know, that's where it's at.
I was not even aware of that most business owners have a lower credit score, but it makes sense when you break it down like that, because it's business owners taking on a lot of risks, especially if you're truly running a business. You're taking on a lot more risk than somebody that's just working or something like that. So that makes a lot of sense. So one of my final questions for you is, so the, because revenue, is it 5 years it's been in business?
Yeah.
So about five years now. So if, I don't even know if you know this off top. So how, if you had the ballpark, how many businesses have you guys helped
get funded? So if you want to, we've done about 190 to 200,000 small businesses that we've actually given financing to. So
that's huge.
Yeah, we've scaled it nicely, and you know, we're looking to get it in every small business owner's hands.
That's huge. And my final thing I got for you, unless you have anything else you want to touch on, is what would be your biggest key piece of advice to a business owner, whether it's small, whether it's grown to or seven figures, but they feel like they're stuck in place. I feel like every business at one point in time feels like they're in a rut. Like, man, I'm trying to hit that next level. I'm just in a rut right now. So what is your biggest piece of advice for any entrepreneur that's listening in that position?
So I would say, you know, keep powering through to start, right? I mean, I think, you know, one of the things about America that's great is the ability to open your own business, work for yourself. And so that's something that freedom shouldn't be denied, right? So, you know, I think the first thing is you got to keep plugging away. But, you know, I think the other thing is you have to be diligent in searching for additional opportunities, right? You know, I've heard people on your podcast talk about, like, things don't just come to people, right? You got to work out, you got to go find it. So,
absolutely.
You know, you kind of control your own destiny there, where it's like, look, you know, if you're a trucking company, like, go find a way to, you know, distribute more, you know, products or whatever, and then go get the trucks, right? And go get your financing after that. But go be diligent searching for opportunities to scale. Otherwise, you know, no one's going to do it for you. So, I think that's a huge piece of advice. And again, the other thing is just preparation, right? Like, preparing for slow times, preparing for, you know, good times, and how you're going to expand. But I think, you know, again, it just comes down to work ethic.
Absolutely. I loved it. And I just want to say, for everybody that's listening or watching, if you have a business and you heard this conversation and you know, like, oh man, I meet that criteria, and you know your business is maybe in a point where you looking for funding, or you looking to take it to the next level, you heard this conversation, you heard the businesses they help, I would definitely reach out, because this, you like I just mentioned, you're going to be stuck if you're not constantly bringing in more income to take your business to the next level. To go to the next level in business, it takes money, whether you like it or not. It's going to take some money. So this is something I would definitely look into. And I just want to say, before we wrap up, was there anything else you wanted to touch on?
No, I think we covered a lot of it. Okay. Man, I'm just happy to be here, happy to be on the show. You know, I think you do a great job.
So, Thank you.
And I think it's important, especially for listeners that only have maybe, you know, an hour or two a day.
Yep.
And this is actually maybe some advice for business owners. But look, you got an hour or two a day because you're grinding. You got, you know, whether it's the news or something, a hobby, or more importantly, something that could help grow your business. Like, spend the time, listen to it, get your financial literacy up, you know, learn about business or real estate or whatever it is you, and listen to a podcast like Millionaire, you know, Mindset, so to speak, yep. Right? Like, somebody that's actually gonna provide some benefit to your life. So, you know, I take a lot of value out of that, and I enjoy listening to it.
Thank you. And thank you, Jake. And I love this conversation. This was a great conversation. But before I let you go, do you mind then plugging everything that you have going on, the website where people can reach out and learn more, everything, so people could know where to reach you?
Yep. So simple. Go to revenue.com. You'll see a button to apply now. Apply. One of my guys will get in contact with you if you have any questions. But other than that, it's pretty simple. We're on a ton of different, you know, other websites, whether it's nav.com or LendingTree or some of the, you know, bankrate.com. So you could find us. We're all over the internet.
Cool. Like I said, y'all know where to reach them, and the link for all those things is going to be the show notes of this episode. So, like, if you heard this conversation, you know you met that criteria, you looking to take your business to the next level, go to the link in the show notes and just get the ball rolling. And as for me, I'm on all platforms at Xavier C. Miller. You can find the Millionaire Mindsets podcast. That's everywhere on every platform, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere you can find us. And that is all I have for y'all on this episode of Millionaire Mindsets podcast. See you guys next episode. Peace.
You gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.